Hey now, hey now, hey now. Welcome in, y'all. And guess what time it is? That's right. It is porch time, and I am your one, your only Miss McKinney. And I know you guys are extremely glad of that. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for tuning in today, y'all. It is our I Am episode, right? Saturday night. And tonight you're going to get to meet Miss Sharice of the Grown Ass Folk Podcast. Just what it sounds like. Everything that she talks about, all the topics on her podcast range from things that grown ass people might want to talk about. And I did say ass, and so I guess I'll have to make this episode explicit. But that's the name of her podcast, y'all. I had a great time talking to her. She's a very bright young lady. She has a movie episode that you'll hear a little bit more about that she does on Monday evenings. So you guys are definitely going to want to tune in for that. Excuse me, because I'm outside looking at squirrels and stuff. While I'm recording, but I'm true to the nature, right? Porch time with Miss McKinney. So again, thank you guys for tuning in and enjoy this I Am episode. Meet Miss Sharice. Now, hey now, hey now. Welcome in. How are you
today?
Thank
you. I am great. Thanks for having me.
Excellent. I can hear you well. Can you hear me okay?
Perfectly. Thank you.
Okay, so I knew this was going to be a good one. I had to come out to my porch, so I apologize to you listeners already and in advance for the authenticity here, but I knew this was going to be good, so thank you, Miss Sharice, is it?
Yes.
All right now, and so we thank you again for joining us on the porch, and this is Miss Sharice, y'all, of the Grown Ass Folk Podcast. Did I say it right?
You absolutely did.
And I know y'all are shocked to hear me say the A word, but, you know, get over it for this episode. So tell us more about you.
Well, like you said, I'm the host of the Grown Ass Folk Podcast. I built my podcast so that I could not give advice, because I don't like to use that word, but just to give my point of view, which is usually an unpopular opinion on relationships in the Black community, not just romantic relationships, but also platonic, professional, just to show people that you don't always have to think inside of the box. And sometimes, yes, it is you.
Now, wait a minute. We're not ready for all that truth just yet here on the porch. Right. We were with you all the way up until you said it could possibly be us. So yes. What got you started in doing the podcast? And is there anything else that you do? Any small businesses you want to tell us about?
So I got started on the podcast in January of this year. It's something that I've always wanted to do. I used to blog a few years ago, but I loved the audio. It's basically audio. Able to get my ideas out.
Are you there? Did your phone lock? It's okay. It's okay. Yeah. I normally go on do not disturb. That's my fault. I didn't tell you that before we started.
I'm going to do that now. I think that the verbal form of vlogging is just more expressive. And you can read the written word all day, but people won't really know you until they can kind of hear you and interact. And so It was just something that I really, really, really wanted to do. I had to get over my fear of my own voice and kind of not wanting to put myself out there. And I finally did and said, hey, I'm going to do it scared. And I started in January. As far as other businesses, yes, I have a few. Namely, I'm also a writer, and I write urban fiction, and I write under the pen name of Brooklyn Orr. And those books are mainly about female main characters who take on what we know as, you know, male roles. And so it's a little gender flipping.
Nice.
basically anything you can do, I can do better.
Nice.
So you can check me out on Amazon. All of my books are published there, and it's Brooklyn Orr is the author name, and you can look me up and see all of my titles.
Most excellent. I will definitely do that because I'm all about the Shiro, right?
Yes, exactly.
Grew up in the era of Wonder Woman. And so, you know, always looking to follow in those footsteps. So when did you decide? You said January is when you got started. You said you've always wanted to do it for a long time. What was that? You know what, girl? Let's just go on and do it moment for you.
I think that, well, I'm a Virgo, so.
Okay, that explains it all, y'all.
Exactly. So for me, it's like, I have this thing where if I'm going to do.
And we lost you again.
I guess not. I'm just going to have to pay attention. But because I'm a Virgo, I always want to have all of my ducks in a row and all of my stars aligned. And, you know, I just had to understand that nothing's ever going to be perfect. So I just had to take what I had and get out there and get started. And once I spoke with a friend of mine who is the host over at She Gets It Pod, and she was telling me, you know, I did not start with a microphone. I started with my headphones on my iPad, and I saw her success and how she was able to really put herself out there. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and do this, and I'll get everything that I need and get everything perfect on the way, like as I go along.
Yeah, that's exactly the approach that I took. I like her. I'm going to go follow her right now. That is great. I know you don't like the word advice, but that is great advice to get started and then kind of figure yourself out along the way. And I've enjoyed it. And you guys, she just started in January. But by looking at her page, you would never know it. Of course, because she's a Virgo, but it's already pretty much together.
Thank you.
So what were you said a little bit you needed to get out of your head space as far as getting started. Were there any physical things that held you back, or was it all just pretty much mental?
It was all pretty much mental. I mean, of course, I work a full-time job. I just became a manager at that job. So time.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So time constraints were really a big deal, but, you know, I just work it out the best way that I can. And my audience is, you know, so understanding. And everybody like in my circle is very understanding of, you know, sometimes, you know, there's just not enough hours in the day, but I make it happen somehow.
Yeah, right. Which is part of your Shiro mentality. Obviously, that's what you write about. That's the life you live. And again, you are a Virgo. So that's pretty awesome. And how's COVID been for you? Like I've seen it posted many different places that if COVID didn't bring the hustler out in you, you don't have it in you. Mm-hmm. So what has COVID been for you?
Well, for me, COVID was hard. I actually quarantined all last year. So I did a leave of absence for about 8 months last year, just to protect myself and my family. Mm-hmm. I had just moved to a whole nother coast. So all of my family is back east. It's just me and my husband out here. And then I lost my father last April. So like right at the very beginning.
So very sorry.
Thank you. It was rough for me, but it also gave me time to get some clarity and get as many ducks in a row as I could and work, you know, on my creative endeavors. And like you said, it just brought kind of the hustle out of me because I knew that this was the only time that I was going to be able to be like sitting back eating bonbons, not clocking in every day. So I just had to, like just get to it and figure out what I wanted to do and put all my plans in place. So even though it was rough, it was a very productive time for me.
And that's what most of the hustlers say. Like, yeah, we had to adapt, but basically it gave me a chance to focus on the things that I've been wanting to focus on for a while. So very good, very good. Thoughts on the vaccine? This is a new question for my IM series. Thoughts about the vaccine?
I believe that people should get vaccinated. I travel a lot, so for me, it's just like if you had a vaccine report card when you were little, when you were going to school, you pretty
Right.
much had to get vaccinated. If you go to Africa, you have to get vaccinated. So I'm not quite sure what people have against this one in particular. I don't really understand the trepidation that people have surrounding it. But if I can not get as sick, and I think a lot of people have the misinformation that the vaccine is supposed to prevent you from getting COVID at all. That is not what it's for. It's so that you don't have as many hospitalizations and as many deaths. You can still get it, but it should be a lighter load than it would be, and less way less dangerous than it would be if you're not vaccinated. So I'm vaccinated, my whole family is vaccinated, and I'm still alive.
Right. Right. I know that it's been rough and it's getting a little rough with the whole Delta variant coming around. So I'm hoping and praying that everybody remains safe. Is there anything else you want to tell us from the porch besides where we can find everything about you from Brooklyn or to the grown ass folks that talk on your podcast? Tell us where we can find you.
Absolutely. So you can find me on all of your favorite podcasting platforms. So Anchor, Spotify, Apple Music, all that good stuff, or Apple Podcasts rather. You can also follow me on Instagram at Grown Ass Folks, Grown Ass Folk, no S, Grown Ass Folk Podcast. And then on Twitter at Grown Ass Folk Pod. And then, like I said, for the books, I am Brooklyn Orr. Available on Amazon. That is Brooke hyphen LYNN or ORR. And yeah, those are the places where you can find me. Come chat, come listen. I also have just started doing IG Lives on Mondays where we discuss some relationships from our favorite Black movies. This week
Loving
coming
it.
up. Yeah, this week we have a. We're going to talk about Fences with Big Smash from Bet the House podcast.
Nice. And we lost you.
Stepped
Y'all,
on my laptop.
I was like, y'all stop calling her. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
So yeah, we come on over and listen to that. I'm gonna be talking. I don't know what part I cut out at, but myself and Big Smash from Bet the House podcast are gonna be talking about Fences on Monday. So yeah, that's where you can find me.
And I'm definitely gonna tune in. And so, because I'm nosy and I'm on my porch, I knew, this would bring me the vibe. Where does Brooklyn Orr come from?
It is my middle name. Well, one of the many.
Oh, that's beautiful. Greatness, greatness. Well, I thank you so much for joining us on the porch. It's been a blast. I know it's not going to be the last. You guys, please be sure and check her out on IG. We will be and all her many platforms that she gave you. Specifically though, we know we move a little slower on the porch. So definitely IG will be sharing her things and continuing to get her stuff out there. Thank you again for joining us. Any last words you want to tell the listeners from the porch?
I just want to say, I know that a lot of times, especially nowadays, that we are not exactly the most social beings, but what my podcast is all about is helping us to learn to love ourselves and learn to be more patient with others so that we can find those lasting relationships and lasting friendships that we deserve.
Amen. I love that. I guess I
Thank
know what I'll be
you.
doing this evening on the
Awesome.
porch. Thank you again, Miss Lady, and we'll chat with you next time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yes, ma'am. Take care.
Bye-bye.
So just like that, y'all, we keep the interesting listening coming. Thank you all so very much for joining us again on the porch. Hey, Thursdays. 7:30 on Clubhouse. We're doing a lot of things on Clubhouse, but this one is set in stone. And this one, I want you all to really, really, really think about tuning in, because it's called Let's Be Real. And it's with our girl, Christy Lee, right? But it seems so disrespectful because she's Miss Christy to me, to say your girl, Christy Lee. But that's the tag. Let's Be Real with your girl, Christy Lee, on Clubhouse. So that is where we're going to follow an outline of an up and out and upcoming book that she has, an out and upcoming book that she has coming out called Let's Be Real. So that is the format or the guideline or the chapter lineup that we're following on the Clubhouse. Thus far, we have already done Effective Prayer, which is a good one. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in the intro of the next episode tomorrow. And then our next one was faith, right? So both very powerful subjects. Got a lot of good feedback from the Clubhouse about it all. I'll be posting those soon. So thank you guys for tuning in, those of you who already have. But if you have not, 7:30 Thursdays, right? 7:30 Central Standard Time, Thursdays with Christy Lee. Okay, stay tuned. I was trying to make sure I was saying it all. Clubhouse, 7:30. Let's Be Real with your girl, Christy Lee. That's all of it right there. Yes, please be sure to stay tuned. So be you, which is absolutely beautiful, and don't let nary another individual, I don't care who they are in your life, tell you any different. Right? Be strong and be blessed. Take care.